T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Shohei Ohtani says he never bet on any games. His interpreter lied and stole from him, and Shohei found out only a few days ago. No follow-ups, no questions, a press conference that could have been an email. I think we've all been there. Some ticket text coming in, but the broader question is sports gambling crossing or crossed a line? Because in the last 2 weeks alone, we've seen the NBA integrate live betting into their broadcasts. We've got the Shohei stuff. Cavs coach J.B. Bickerstaff says his family's been threatened by sports bettors. Tyrese Haliburton says he feels like a prop. And most recently, yesterday, Jonte Porter is being investigated by the NBA for irregularities on his prop bets. He's a member of the Toronto Raptors. There were two very suspicious unders where he started, played in a game, and then immediately left with an injury, or shortly thereafter left with an injury. You have the lines that have been blurred. I'll throw in that the state of Ohio has taken away player props in college sports. John, you have said you think something bad is brewing. Do you feel like we have gone into a dangerous place with sports betting and sports?
We certainly have. And now that the sports books are in bed with not just professional sports, all four of the major professional sports here in the States, but also with a lot of universities as well. I think it was Colorado was the first one that struck a deal with FanDuel. And so we have, you know, the Big Ten, the SEC, all of these entities all have, I mean, because it's all driven by the dollar. If they can make a buck, they're going to try and make a buck. And it on the surface, you're looking at it going, okay, well, they're selling advertising to a sports book. Well, it goes a lot deeper than that. And whether it's, all right, it's Bickerstaff and he's looking at it going, I've been threatened. All right. All of the franchises in major sports have the resources to put together a security team to insulate their players, their employees at any level as much as possible. And then when you go down to major college sports, some of the major universities have the ability to have security to help insulate the athletes. I think where we're really vulnerable, and we're talking about vulnerabilities here, we've already seen the biggest baseball star in the world have vulnerabilities, but we have vulnerabilities in terms of prop bets with college, you know, kids. Just imagine somebody who, you know, and we already seen it with Iowa State's quarterback.
Yep, we've seen it with college baseball teams.
Yeah, Alabama, and there's been others that have come, and we see it almost, it's almost daily now where there's a new report. But here's where I'm very concerned is if you, with NIL, all right, there's, you know, guys in college sports and women in college sports that are making big money, but not everyone is. If you want a slice of the pie, how are you going to get it? And if you're approached by somebody and maybe you're a running back and the prop bet is that you're going to hit the under on 70 and a half yards in this game, and all of a sudden, hey, you know, instead of getting that extra couple of yards, you run out of bounds. And you always come up a little bit short so that you eventually, you know, you're going, you could, because you can control how many yards you get, and you hit the under. And you put that with another prop bet that maybe you have control over. Now you parlay that, and somebody else is placing the bets for you. and you get a little bit of a payday. They get a payday. That's just one example of where I'm very concerned about what is going on. And in terms of point shaving, ultimately, I don't know that that's where we're headed, but it's really going to be all of these little bets. And if gamblers, I mean, they're not dumb. They're making money for a reason. Mm-hmm. They're going to try, until they get greedy, they're going to try and always hit on some of the smaller ones so that they can continue to do it without being caught.
Well, that was the story with this Porter guy with the Raptors. This is ESPN's account of it. January 26th against the Clippers, increased betting interest on the under for a series of Porter props. 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and the under on 3-pointers made at 0.5. That evening, he played 4 minutes, left the game with what the Raptors said was an aggravation of an eye injury he had already suffered. Same phenomenon happened later in the season, March 20th. He played just 3 minutes before exiting with what the Raptors said was an illness, did not return. Manipulating with the under.
Right.
He's under investigation because he can control that part of it. He can't necessarily win and lose a game as a role player.
Right.
But that's the role that he plays, is what he contributes. So it does beg the question, 248-539-9797, are we in a dangerous spot with this? I think we are in a dangerous spot, but I'll say this. It's imperative that these leagues take this seriously and punish these guys, not lightly, but heavily. We saw it in the NFL, Calvin Ridley. People thought, that's it. All he did was bet, and he got an entire... You're right, he got an entire year, and he's lucky he wasn't thrown out of the league, because they can't afford, and I mean afford, to have the integrity of the results questioned. People who are going to bet on these games want to know that they are betting on something that is legitimate. And when you have these contracts with insert sportsbook here, they also want these to be right. legitimate. So that's the only thing I would say that helps us here, is the leagues are incentivized financially, and the books are incentivized financially to crack down on this stuff, to look for this, to be vigilant on this. The fact that we are catching guys, it's kind of a good thing. If we weren't catching anybody,
right,
you'd go, oh no, there's probably a lot going on behind the surface, and there still be maybe more they aren't catching. But that's what I would say. And John, like, I'm not running from this. Like, I do a sports gambling podcast. I like betting on sports. I don't want that to go away, but I think it does need to be policed heavily, because there are temptations, real temptations, to skirt the lines and bend the rules and put everybody in a bad spot.
Let's go back to about this time last year. What happened locally? Jameson Williams.
Yep.
And he wasn't betting on sports. It's been reported that it was just a
he wasn't betting on football or the NFL, but wasn't he betting on...
Well, I thought it was just like casino games on his phone.
Maybe.
But he did it at the facility. And at that time, I was trying to explain why this could be a serious situation. And maybe 6 games for something like that might have been a little bit stiff. The NFL, you know, obviously agreed. They knocked it down to 4. And I think the current penalty, if you are doing this at the facility, is now a 2-game suspension. But it's an avenue into every single professional sports facility, because we all now carry around a casino on our phone.
Yeah.
Whether you do the sports gambling or not, you have the ability to have a casino on your phone. And now all of a sudden, yes, the major ones, FanDuel, DraftKings, MG, all of these major ones, they don't want this to happen, but it's not always the ones that are legalized that you want this going on. This was an illegal sports book in California, and it creates an avenue into every major sports facility. And now all of a sudden, hey, this guy is down $3 million. What does he do? Well, I'm going to place a couple more bets because I can recover from this. And oh, wait, now I'm down $4 million. Wait, I could do one more and I could start recovering from this. Now I'm down 4.5. We have no idea if it stopped at 4.5. That's what's only been reported. It could be much more. And now this is the interpreter, and he has, it sounds like he had somehow access to Shohei Ohtani's bank account. And now all of a sudden, the integrity of Shohei Ohtani and Major League Baseball is in question.
Bill, I don't want to make you wait through the update. You got a busy morning. Let's get you quick. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, Pandora's box was opened some time ago. And with regards to gambling, and frankly, I'm tired of it. Every time we hear about what's the over and under, you look at all the sponsors of radio stations, television stations, DraftKings, FanDuel. I mean, we've created a society that's all about gambling, and don't be, why would you be surprised that with so much money involved that there isn't going to be some suspicion mm-hmm. of point shaving and things like this. So for us to point fingers and say, oh, you know, this is, we're part of, I mean, people, you know, we've opened the, every sports is now just inundated with gambling. And so you're going to have these concerns now. And it's, like I say, Pandora's box is open and it's going to create a lot of problems. I'm tired of hearing all the things about what's the spread, you know, what's the over under. Can we just talk about the games themselves and that everything's about gambling? I mean, that's why we have these problems.
I will not put you down as a subscriber to Cash the Ticket. But, Bill, I think it's a good point, and it's one that we're going to continue to talk on. I appreciate some of your time, all right?
Thank you. Yep.
97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.